Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hi, this is Mark Witten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guest book, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening. Step off the elevator and hold the door for the guest. The guest steps out and into the hallway. The guest doesn't have any bags, so I'm just holding the key to his room. He's holding a key as well. We walk in silence down the hall, and when we arrive at his door, he unlocks it and stands aside to let me in. Inside my room is a single bed and a short table, a window with green curtains closed over opposite the bathroom. The lobby boy is asking me if there's anything I need before we recognize each other at the same time. There's a fight to get out the door first. A sad, weak struggle, but one of us wins and closes the door. With the other one inside. Whatever happens in that room, it's better, I think, to be in the hallways. I return to the elevator, and by the time the doors slide shut, I can already smell the smoke. I push a button for another floor. There are so many buttons twinkling dully at me. I like to stare at them on the way. One of the lights goes out, and the doors slide open. I step off the elevator and hold the door for the guest. The guest steps out and into the hallway. The guest doesn't have any bags, so we just walk in silence to his room. Again and again, we walk to a room. And one of us dies there. It goes on so long. There are so many lights. And each time a light goes out, there's another room burning the ceilings black. More and more we work together to turn the pale walls and halls and doors into a void. We burn, and the hotel goes dark. Lights go out. We pretend not to notice. Maybe we don't.
I don't know if we think the same thoughts or if I just know what he's thinking. But when one of the other lobby boys meets my eye in the elevator, he just shakes his head quickly. Forget, his eyes say. Don't think, they say. Go through the paces with me, and maybe you won't be the one to die this time, they say. But I always do. I always die. Again and again, I see the candle fall onto the bed. Again and again, I see the lights and the ceiling in the void, and I burn. I see myself melt into something that can only bleed. I see myself close the door in the hall. Why do I look so afraid if I'm not the one who has to burn? But I am the one who has to burn. And the one who has to close the door. I'm the only one here. When I step off the elevator, I don't hold the door open for the guest. There aren't any guests. The rooms are filled with my screams. The halls are filled with smoke and mess. I don't know why the manager only had to die once, and I have to die so much. I can see another lobby boy. I see me walking quickly away. I have to go where he goes. As soon as I step onto the wet carpet, he runs. I run. I don't know if I want to put him in a room or run with him from some new horror that might follow me. All I know is where he goes, I go. We go to the rooms together. We fight to get out together. And even if we have to do it one at a time, room by room, we die together. But we don't do it one at a time. I can see him, and I know he can hear me screaming after him. We're both here. We can both hear the pounding screams from behind every door, screaming for help, screaming for the hotel, just screaming. Every room is getting filled, endlessly. We put ourselves here because we did. Never a thought to why or where. He runs, so I'm running. He burns, so I'm burning. If I could catch him, if I could touch him, could we burn together? He turns down different halls. I remember thinking how intricate they were. Thinking each one was different. Thinking I was taking new paths to newer, safer places. even while telling myself there was nowhere safe. Seeing the doors burn in every hall, I told myself there were others still unburnt to get to. I have to catch him. I have to stop him. I have to get that lobby boy and kill him or stop him from killing. I run faster, but the wet carpet grabs my shoes, hobbling me. I'm screaming something, but I can't understand it. I can't hear myself over the other screams. In the rooms and in the halls and in every elevator with millions of lights stuck inside one big void place. We scream together, all of us screaming for no one, for nothing. There's no help. There's no one. Just us. Just me. In here, in pursuit of nothing. I could stop him if he could hear me over the screams. I could stop him if he would look back and see me, see himself. I could stop him if I could stop screaming like a madman, but all I can think to do is keep running, and maybe if I can grab him. But the faster I go, the faster he goes. The louder I scream, the louder we all scream. We turn down our last hallway together. This one is lined with elevator doors. They open as he runs past, and I can see inside they're filled with lights. Trillions of trillions inside every elevator. The doors open and the void spills out behind me. I know I can't catch him before the hotel takes me. But a small, small swelling inside me says maybe. I'm so close when he reaches his room at the end of the hall. I'm close enough that when he turns around to slam the door, I can see the fear in his eyes. In our eyes. As he closes the door a little faster. Turn around, and a trillion lights sweep me into the black ceiling.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Nynaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.